Moldavite Podcast, Episode 6. A few years ago, I woke up to the fact that there's more to life than what we've been told. Exploring a new spiritual path, I stumbled upon Moldavite. This is where our story begins. You are invited as I share not only my own personal journey, but also talk with people just like you that have been working with Moldavite. We have some amazing things to share, so please join us. What's going on, you guys? Levi, the Moldavite guy here. Welcome once again to the Moldavite Life Podcast. Today is Sunday, October 30th, 2016, and this is episode 6 of the Moldavite Life Podcast. Okay, today I am actually headed out, taking the podcast on the road here, headed out to a local gem and mineral shop out in Virginia Beach. And this gem and mineral shop is actually the place where I bought my very first piece of Moldavite. Now, today's show is in response to another viewer question came in. Solomon Moses asked about Moldavite, or actually, he asked if I knew anything about Herkimer Diamond, and also about, is it true that if you pair it with Moldavite, it actually boosts it up? So, we're going to go find out. Okay, out here at Beads and Rocks in Virginia Beach, and we are about to look at some Moldavite and ask answer a question from one of the viewers about the Herkimer Diamond. Okay, here with Beth, and she's got some very nice Moldavite here. Can you tell us a little bit about the Moldavite?
Moldavite is a very high amplification stone. It's actually used to help people connect with their third eye chakra, connect with spirituality that, you know, they're blocking within themselves. And it just is an energy style stone. All those green stones have that energy factor. And there's a legend behind Moldavite that it was the stone on Lucifer's crown, and then when he got knocked out of heaven, it fell to earth and shattered.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Interesting. There's legend, they say.
A lot of people have different experiences with Moldavite. This is actually where I got my very first piece of Moldavite here. So,
Sometimes it can cause headaches. It can give you like a tingly sensation, giggly sensation. Kind of space you out. It depends on your energy.
Can you show us the Herkimer Diamonds?
Yes.
The viewer asked a question about Herkimer Diamonds, and he asked if it's true that they amplify the effects of Moldavite.
They do. They amplify the effects of any stone they're put with. Because they're double tourmalated, it gives them more power than any other quartz, and they're also stronger material. So because of that double tourmalation, they're going to amplify the Moldavite excessively and also anything within yourself. So Herkimer is a good connection stone if you're apart from somebody you care about. If you both have it, sit there and focus, you'll feel like you're together.
Yeah, I've heard one video I watched, they said you could take two Herkimer diamonds, actually wrap them together with like a pink ribbon, and for 30 days to do that, and then each partner take one.
And you have a
connection. Now, okay, is it true that Herkimer diamonds are actually quartz, not technically diamonds?
Yes, they're double tourmalated quartz. They are called diamond because of where they grew from.
Those are beautiful.
I forget what they're called. Dolomite and calcium. Mm-hmm. Deposits, and then the heats up to give them that double tourmalation. And now the inclusions are anthracite.
That's something I didn't know. What is anthracite?
It's a mineral that is found in that area.
Okay.
Exactly. I'd have to look up the properties of that mineral.
Very cool. So they come in all sizes, I guess, or?
Yeah, they're very variable in sizes.
Holy cow.
You see the double tourmalation on them. And that's what makes them my high amplification stone, is their shape. No other quartz or anything grows in that shape. You might get other quartz from other areas that grow in this shape, but only Herkimer come from New York. Herkimer, New York. That's pretty. I don't know what that is.
And yeah, you guys have got a large selection of them.
Yeah, our largest one.
Ooh, more of them.
Got this guy.
Very nice.
And they're fairly affordable. So. And this is Chinese multi-tourmalated. It's the same design, but it's not Herkimer.
Okay. So. Now, I've heard that... Oh, wow. It's gorgeous. What would a large one like that go for? Round
this
about.
One's probably like 40. 45.
That's affordable.
Because this one's 25, so maybe that one would be 80.
Okay. Very cool.
So, but they're affordable. I got a nice size one, put it in a ring for about $5.
Yeah, I've heard that a number of Herkimers have like a shadow, what is it, shadow phantom crystal inside them?
Mm-hmm. That's what the anthracite is.
Ah, okay. Very cool.
So, let's try to find one. Oh no. You could dig through, but that one. A little bit.
Cool. Oh, the little specks, is that carbon?
The dolomite.
Dolomite. So that the little specks inside there look like carbon?
Yeah, it would be, well, carbon's in everything, but okay. The properties that make it up are the calcite and the dolomite.
Very cool. All right. Well, hopefully this answers that question. Thank you, Beth. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being by. I appreciate you coming by and checking us out again.
Absolutely. I'm actually looking to buy a couple of these Herkimer diamonds that you've got. So.
Yeah, they're
really nice.
Oh, that one's pretty.
Wow. It does. It sparkles like a diamond.
Yeah. They're magnificent. Oh, that one's neat. It's got some smoky color to it.
Cool.
So, but these are only, like, that one's $4.
Yeah.
So, and that's a large one.
That's very affordable, yeah. Because I actually drive about an hour to come out to this shop, and I really love the selection. This place is the top place that I've found in this area. You guys have got a huge selection of minerals, rocks, crystals, and things like that.
Yeah, it's $1 to $6 range.
Cool.
Wow, and these are faceted and pre-made in here. But even though they're small, they pack a high amount of energy.
Okay, so that was one thing. So you actually sense crystal energy then. This is something that I'm still kind of working on.
You have to try to clear your mind and try to, you know, it helps working with them more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wear a lot of obsidian. Oops. That's fine. And obsidian will help block out the outside world, so okay. Therefore you can just, you know, kind of refocus and feel yourself and your own energies. And you just feel how your energy changes as you present this foreign substance into your world.
Okay, cool. So. All right. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Levi.
All right. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Took you guys on the road there with me. If you can tell, my voice is dramatically different. I'm actually recording this several days later, and I have a cold, or at least getting over one. So, special thanks to Beth at Beads and Rocks in Virginia Beach, Virginia, for showing us around there. It was a really wonderful tour, and I'm sure we all appreciate it. Thank you. All right. So, the viewer asked about, is it true that you can amplify the effects of, or does it, you know, help by combining Herkimer diamond with moldavite? And as you can see, well, this is one of them. I bought several of the Herkimer diamonds there. I bought this one here. It's very, very cool. And I'm thinking about turning this into a pendant. I know it's kind of hard to see in the camera here. Actually, let me show you a couple of these real quick. This one, which I'm going to turn into a pendant. And of course, these will be paired with Moldavite. Yes, give yourself a cookie if you guessed that one. And this one I like too. Whoops. This one I like because it's got these little baby Herkimer diamonds on here. And I actually got several of the small ones here. I got some that day and actually went back another day and bought some more. So, and I've got a reason for that. If you remember, I mentioned making some very powerful Moldavite meditation oil. Stay tuned. I think next episode I'm going to go ahead and get into that, and I'll share a little bit of that with you. But for today's episode, we are talking about Herkimer diamonds and Moldavite. All right, now I did a little bit of research. So Herkimer diamonds started forming about 500 million years ago. That's a long time ago. Up in the Herkimer County, New York. Now, for any of you guys that don't know, outside of the country, Herkimer, New York, is on the east coast side of the USA, and up toward the northern part. And up there, was looking to possibly going to see if I can mine some Herkimer diamonds for myself. There are actually three mines that are open and allow you to do that. So maybe that's a future show, like next year or so. All right, so yes, of course, their name, Herkimer Diamond, comes from where they're found, Herkimer, New York, and diamond because they do sparkle a little bit like a diamond. Now, this is natural. They're naturally double terminated, and I'm going to try not to cough too much. Diamond, this is a diamond. This is a real diamond, and they are very expensive, and hence they actually have faceted Herkimer diamonds. They say is a really good substitute, but this diamond actually has a really good story behind it, and I'll share that with you guys another time. For now, we are talking about Herkimer diamonds and Moldavite. So you can pair them together. As you can see, I guess one thing that brought up the question, this is actually a hat that I made. Well, I didn't make the hat itself, but I made the piece in the center here. And that is a Herkimer diamond, of course, and a piece of Moldavite, excuse me, wrapped in a sterling silver wire. Now, there are a couple here. I made a couple pieces. This is a Herkimer diamond and piece of Moldavite. As you can see. And yes, for those of you listening audio-wise, hopefully bear with me, and because the people at home are seeing this on video. Sorry about the cold, you guys. This is a sterling silver ring that I wrapped in silver wire with, of course, Moldavite and a Herkimer diamond. So, sorry, you guys. I'll get through this real quick. All right, so Herkimer diamonds, they're double terminated. What does that mean? That means they are two points. This is not a Herkimer diamond. This is actually a quartz crystal. Now, the thing is, Herkimer diamonds typically are, of course, double terminated, and that means they have two points on opposite ends there. Now, the difference between like a double terminated quartz and a double terminated tongue twister Herkimer Diamond is that this is a self-healing. It means, you see that cloudy part in the center of the crystal here? It healed itself. Most quartz crystals have that part there, and then they grow to a point. Well, this is a double-terminated quartz crystal. Now, Herkimer Diamonds grow naturally like that. So, a little bit more about the Herkimer Diamonds. They are, typically, you can find them with inclusions of carbon, iron, and anhydrose. I'll get to that in just a second. Say that they work best with the heart chakra. You can also use them with, of course, the third eye and the crown chakra. And many consider them to be a very high vibrational stone because of their clarity. They're super clear. And they say that, of course, placing one over the heart can help you to bring up issues that really need to be addressed. Ironically, that's kind of some of the same attributes that they say about moldavite. It really brings a lot of stuff up and out. kind of like a cold. All right, so... let's see. All right, the inclusions. Of course, this one you can kind of see. The dark inclusion there, that dark is carbon. Now, if you think about carbon, they say, within crystals, acts as like a purifier, purification. All right, iron. Iron is it's a metal. It's a conductor, so it would help to kind of amplify, I'd imagine, the effects of any crystals. Of course, we're talking about pairing them with moldavite. All right, and anhydrose. Anhydrose are water bubbles inside of crystals. And in particular, a lot of Herkimer diamonds do have anhydrose in them. Almost through this, you guys. And anhydrose are very... actually, you'll see them... most of the ones, any of the ones that I've seen are very, very small, but they actually do have some where you can move the crystal and see water moving inside of it. It's really cool. I actually saw one giant piece of smoky quartz that they had there at Beads and Rocks, and it had water in it. I mean, like, I picked it up and looked at it, I was like, holy cow. And so you could literally see the water moving inside of it. It was really cool. All right, so, I want to share this. I was looking around at, Beads and Rocks, and, there's this one good size rock that, I wouldn't say it really called to me, but, of course, you know, I'm trying to, take steps towards, see if I can sense crystal energy a little bit more. And I'm not sure if this was it or not, but there was this large crystal. It was purple, kind of like amethyst or fluorite. But the crystals grew in these massive cube-shaped square. And so I picked it up, and I picked it up in my right hand. And then I went to touch it, and with the left hand, and I felt this very distinct, like, shock. Now, I've heard that some people that do sense crystal energies will feel like a shock or something like that. So I'm wondering if maybe that was it. So any of you guys that are listening, or if you have had an experience like that, please share in the comments below here for the video. I would love to know if that's what it was, because again, I'm trying to sense some of the crystal energies here. Excuse me. Okay, almost done, you guys. All right, lesson for the day. Of course, this is a Herkimer diamond. All right, you can boost the power of your moldavite by pairing it with other crystals and stones, so give it a try. If you want to learn more, look up, you know, the stone that you're interested in and research some of the crystal properties. Of course, in this case, we are talking about Herkimer diamonds. Now, again, they say that it does help to amplify the effects of moldavite. And, you know, if you think about it, again, I'd mentioned this previous episode, crystals are used in quartz crystal radio sets to tune in. So it does absolutely make sense that, you know, would tune in the energies and to kind of amplify some of that. So, all right, I'll go ahead and wrap it up from here. So, hopefully next episode I will be better, which I do plan to be. And hopefully you guys are enjoying the show here. If you like to, please subscribe, like, thumbs up. Oh, I forgot to mention, thank you to the new subscriber. I will look up your name and call that out next episode today. Of course, you can tell I'm a little bit off my game. Man, you don't appreciate how much, you know, how good it is just to be alive when you, until you're just getting over being sick. I don't know. Makes you appreciate life a little bit more. So anyways, yeah, if you guys like this, please subscribe to the, podcast, the, YouTube, of course, Facebook, and check out the website. Matter of fact, I just ordered another, batch of Moldavite, and, it will be here soon. The challenge is getting it up on the website. I've actually got, I'll have a little over 400 grams of Moldavite, genuine Moldavite, both in jewelry form and, raw form that I need to go ahead and get up on the site here as soon as I can. So that's going slow. But thank you for that one sale. There was a young lady in Florida that actually bought one of the pendants, and it was the tooth-shaped pendant. So thank you. Hopefully you enjoy that, and maybe you'll email back or comment in one of the videos, you know. So, yeah, thank you. All right, without further ado, hopefully you guys enjoy this, and until next time, this is Levi, the Moldavite Guy. This has been Episode 6 of the Moldavite Life Podcast. And until then, raise your vibration, and you guys have a good one.